So I do think I didn't think I was going to do this. I didn't know I was going to do this until we got here. But I think my friend Mindy and I were talking about stuff on the way down. I think we workshopped this story anyway, unbeknownst to us that I was going to do this. But I'm a school teacher, and I work with a lot of students that need a lot of love, like so much love, just constant love all the time. And just like every day is a new day. Yesterday you said fuck you, today I'm like, come on, we can do this together. So every day is a new day, every day we're gonna believe that we can do this. So I had this one student that was out of school for a while, in an alternate ed setting. He had been with us for a little bit and then he came back, but he's a student that would kind of, he would never go wander the hallways. He would kind of just hover outside of my room in the corner, kind of looking in, but wouldn't really go completely away. And I would, every once in a while, I'd walk over and I'd be like, hey, Tyree, are you going to come into the room today? And he'd be like, fuck you. I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to be here. I don't. And I'd be like, okay. And then I'd walk away and I'd do something else. And then I'd come back and be like, hey, Tyree, do you have plans for Thanksgiving? And then he'd talk to me a little bit. And then I'd be like, come on in. He'd be like, no, I don't want to do this. But then eventually, if I had like a really cool lab or the kids were working on something as a project, he would come in and would kind of participate, sort of. He wouldn't turn anything in, but he would still kind of be there. And so every day, anyway, same thing, same thing. So he just recently came back. And just today, he was doing that thing again. We're just kind of hovering outside my door. And the kids, I had them all sitting in a big round circle, and we were kind of like just talking about data and how to approach something that you've never seen before and how it doesn't really matter if you've never seen before. Anyway, eventually he did kind of like wander in but sat way in the back, not in our circle, and two other girls kind of got up and sat with him, and they were getting a little bit chatty. That's what I was thinking, like, if there's bar chatter, I won't even notice. Like, I'm really, really good at just like being like, don't even hear it. So they were kind of like having this, but I could hear, you know, we were talking and the group was so into what we were discussing that in the background, I could really hear him. And I was like, Tyree, you know, I understand you're in here and you're picking up some of the stuff, but I can't hear anybody else that's talking. He's like, we're not even talking. You can barely even hear me. And I said to him, I'm like, Tyree, you don't know what I hear. You don't know what I can hear, and I can hear you, and it's affecting us. And he goes, you're right. And I thought, I think maybe we're friends now. That's my story.